Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like the Dapper Don,
giving them all
on,
dress
like a million bucks,
things in its cuffs.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Oh, man, got a radio show. Man, got a radio show and a whole lot more, too, man. God is good to me. I have no other explanation. I have no other explanation of my existence and where I stand in this thing called life, except if it was not for the goodness of God Almighty, if it was not for his grace and his mercy, there's no way I could exist the way that I do. I would not be who I am or where I am. I am who I am and where I am simply because God is who he is. If it was not for God, I would have no testimony for you because I would have failed every single test. Plain, pure, and simple. I can sit here today and tell you flat out that it is purely because of God's grace and mercy that I exist today, because of his favor. See, now, he shows us favor in life because of a combination of things I've discovered. And this is not the whole answer to life. I can assure you it's not. But this is a combination that I've grown to understand better and better. And I wish I had gotten it earlier in my life. But here it is. If you take faith and you combine it with an incredible work ethic, then God has the greatest opportunities to show you favor. One more time. If you take faith, I said faith, because in the scripture it says you can have the faith of a mustard seed, the smallest of all seeds. If you take faith and you combine it with an incredible work ethic, it allows the most opportunities for God to show you favor. That's the best way I can explain success to you from my standpoint. It is the combination of faith and work that produces the most opportunities for God to show you favor. See, a lot of times we want God to bless us, but we ain't doing nothing for him to bless. So now we sideways in the equation a little bit. But see, if you had the faith in God that God can do anything but fail, that God will get you through, that God will see you through, that the God you serve is the greatest giver of all good things. If you kept that faith intact through it all, and you produced an incredible work ethic that allows the most opportunities for God to show you favor. See, without that, what you want God to do? See, you can have faith and be sitting at the house watching TV. There's nothing being produced, no opportunities for God to show you favor. And you got to do some things, man, that you are uncomfortable doing or don't feel like doing, or something that don't have the right payoff right in front of your face, with the faith that it'll pay off later on. See, too many people are working for the right now reward. And the right now reward is not how it works. Sometimes the reward is coming later on up the road. But the only way you can know that is if you got to apply the faith. And see, the reason you don't know that it's coming like that, or you have to have faith to believe that it's coming, because faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. That's what faith is. Look, man, it's easy to believe in something you can see. That ain't nothing. What that take? You know, let me give you an example, you standing at the crosswalk with a walk sign on it, and the sign flashing on the corner, don't walk. Then the signs say walk. What do you think your chances of making it across that street is? Well, pretty good. Because guess what? The signs say walk. You can see the other side. There's other people in the crosswalk walking. So guess what? You strike out blindly. It don't take a lot of faith to get across that street. That's not what I'm talking to you about. I'm talking about the faith, the belief in things that you cannot see. The faith that what I'm doing today, I believe in my heart of heart, that God wouldn't bring me this far to leave me, that God is a true and living God, that he keeps his promises, that later on, these things that I'm working towards right now going to pay off later on. See, too many people want the reward right now. They want to go to work Friday, get the check Saturday. You know, we want to work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, get the check Friday. If somebody come to you and say, hey, man, if you do this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then you do this Saturday and come back and do this Monday through Friday, in the long run, it'll pay off. And you say, man, I ain't finna do all that. See, that's not the exhibition of faith. If it's the right thing to do, if it's a good thing to do, if it's a just thing to do, see, if it's sin in it, it ain't God. You can just clear it on up right there. You can stop all the wondering if that's his voice talking to you, if it's the right thing to do. If it's sin in it, it's not God talking to you. Kill it. You can shut it down. You ain't got to wonder about it. Go down there and seek revenge. That ain't God. Go tell him off when you see him. That ain't God. Anything that's got sin in it is not God's voice telling you to do it. So you can kill that conversation today. That's how you know. But if you align yourself up, man, and what you're doing is just and right and correct and pleasing in the sight of God, it'll pay off for you later on. And see, here's the best way I can tell it to you. Here's another way. When you're going somewhere, when you're on the road to going somewhere, and you know the somewhere that you're trying to get to, let's say you've set a goal or a vision for yourself. You know where you want to get to. You got a good idea. And you're on your way to going there. Listen to me. When it gets hard, and it is going to get hard, when it gets difficult, and it is going to get difficult, when it becomes challenging, and it is going to become challenging, when it becomes all three of those things, when it don't look like it's going to happen, listen to me. Don't stop and complain so much. But see, I know he done blessed me, but in the middle of it, man, I felt a little heavy. And you got to be careful when it get hard for you, because you'll find yourself complaining. And when you complain, and see, what you can't do is you can't complain so much that you forget that the place that you're trying to go to, you actually on your way there still. See, don't get caught up in the complaining and then lose sight of your blessing that's actually happening to you. What? Really, man? of all the times to register a complaint to God, to sit up and go, hey, man, I wanted to ease back into this thing. Ease back in. Man, you in. It's a tornado whirling around you. You ain't got time to ease back in. You got to go on and jump back in it. It is what it is. To whom much is given, much is required. Always appreciate the blessings. Don't get so caught up in the complaints that you lose sight of the blessings, man. God got a lot for you in your life, man. But you got to have them two things, y'all. You got to take that faith, and you got to apply a crazy work ethic to it. And that creates the most opportunities for God to show you favor. And when God starts showing you favor, man, all them seeds you planted, all of that wheat you've been sowing, all of that hard work you've been put in, God will pay it off. And he'll pay it off in ways that you don't even see coming. Okay? Cool.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, monkeys, zookeepers, chitlin cleaners, barbecuers, post-nasal drip folks,
yard workers,
people with hemorrhoids,
chimney sweepers, street cleaners, paper boys,
people who baptize people, people who catch people who are falling out from being touched by a healer.
All of them.
Welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah, man.
Morning, Shirley. Everybody call him Junior.
Morning, everyone.
You know, I know y'all was trying to be
morning,
quiet.
Morning, everybody.
I was talking.
Morning. Yeah. Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah. Just wanted to start it a little bit different today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, find out about that. Different.
You know. You know, just get something off my chest.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Puff, puff, pass.
Did you say puff, puff, pass?
I sure did.
She
what? I sure did. It's legal in L.A.
Shirley, you've been in L.A. too long now.
People, it's legal.
People don't understand how they have to treat us because we live in L.A. We're not afraid out here, yeah. Okay? It's okay. Oh, okay. You can say puff, puff, pass.
Yeah.
You can puff, puff, and pass.
That's the name of
you can pass Snoop. On the pass.
That's the name of Snoop's tour, isn't it? His new tour. Yeah.
Puff, puff, pass.
Snoop though.
Snoop don't care where
how
he is.
Snoop is accepted. How, why is that?
Yeah.
And he
I don't
was
know.
Doing it before it was legal.
Yeah, he's been doing yeah. it. Everybody knows that about him. Yeah.
He's accepted.
First you see the cloud, then you see Snoop.
And I'm here to tell you as a I don't know what it is he's got rolled up, mm-hmm. but it makes you go somewhere and sit the hell down. That's what it should be called.
How you know? How you know, Jay?
Well, he was on the Junior, you can tell the story. Junior, you can tell the story.
Jay found out that Snoop was up here, and he said he had to go smoke with him.
Oh, at Steve's talk show, you mean?
Oh, my
and,
God.
Yeah, in the green room, in the whole hallway, you knew Snoop was here. The whole hallway.
For real?
Yeah. So Jay goes in there. And he stands next to Snoop while Snoop is smoking. And Jay says, let me hit that. Snoop said, you want to hit this?
OG? OG?
And he gave it to him. Jay took two puffs. Two. And next time I see Jay, he's sitting on the steps in the hallway.
What is eyelids look like? Well, they low?
Man, they is low.
I don't know.
Jay said, man, I got to go home.
Jay said,
it knocked you down, Jay.
Man, Jay told him about, is it hot in here? No, it ain't hot in here.
It he's should be cold.
Friday.
That stuff he smokes should be called go somewhere and sit your ass down. Because that's what it made me.
You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see Snoop and Willie Nelson hang out.
Oh, well, they've wow. done that. Yeah, I think they've done that, Tommy.
Woo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Woo. Wow, that'd be funny.
That's yeah. funny to watch.
Yeah. Well, today is Friday, Smokey.
Well, today is Friday, baby. Yeah.
Smokey! Smokey!
Oh, man, woo. It was a pleasure, Jay. Thank you for that laugh, Jay.
I know, right?
I don't know how we started off with this morning.
I don't know.
Shirley said puff, puff, pass. That's how we started.
Y'all know how that is. We'll
all
be
right.
back with yeah. more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this. 30-something funny's coming.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're all gathering around the table, dinner conversations. It can be a little tense, you know. So we just want you guys to prepare with some phrases that you should avoid at holiday dinners so we can just, you know, all have a good time with our family and friends, okay? Like, okay, for instance. Like, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. For instance, Steve, when you start a sentence with, you should have, you should have, you know, the word should, you know, can make a person feel judged or disappointed. You see where I'm going with that?
You mean like, you should have let somebody else fix the green.
Right.
Yeah, that's hurtful. Yeah,
exactly.
That's
but it's hurtful, though.
Yeah.
You should have left them marshmallows out them yams. That's
Thank
like
you.
That.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
My feelings are not hurt with
you. You should have called before you came over here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or how about this? I know it's potluck, but you should have just came.
Without the pot.
Yeah. We're not in the pot because ain't no luck in your pot.
Yeah, stuff like that, Steve. You got it. Or,
yeah,
you know.
Avoid saying that.
Yeah, avoid saying this, you know, because this is definitely, this could start one right here. Can you believe what your president just did?
You can't
if
say
you
that.
Start, yeah, yeah. It can lead to an argument and a fight, you know, politics.
Oh, no, everybody in agreement on my family.
Nah, my family all good with that. That's going to get the party popping right there.
Oh, okay. All right.
So you're not going to avoid saying that?
Oh, no. You can talk politics in my house. Everybody at my house in the same political mindset.
Oh,
we don't
okay.
have.
Yeah. You know, Republican at the table. You got the kids.
If you are Republican at the table, you need to keep it to yourself.
Don't let that information
okay,
out.
Because
you won't be.
Okay, let's get back to the
my
food.
My daddy's house.
Oh, uh-huh. Let's get back to the food for a minute. How about this one? You know, the best turkey I ever had was...
Not this
one.
You're not supposed to finish it.
What?
No, hold, Shirley, say it again.
The best turkey I ever had was...
It was my mama.
You can't say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's mean.
That'll set it off, Steve, if you say something
you know,
like that.
It's true, though.
You don't have to always tell the truth, though.
No. See, Shirley, see, once again, y'all need to make up y'all mind. Do you all want us to be truthful, or you want these lies that we good at?
Lying on Thanksgiving. Yeah. Tell the truth.
It's a good time to ask that question.
Any more?
Yeah, you know, like, if you start a sentence with, when are you going to...
Learn how to cook.
Don't do that.
Oh, when you gonna finally let him go?
Yeah,
okay.
That's the one right there, Tony.
Because you don't want to make anyone feel defensive or put anyone on the spot or anything like that.
My family is, when is you gonna stop using drugs?
Wow. Really?
Just a little bit more personal.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just telling you, that's what's going to come out. I don't know why we sit up and act like it ain't going to happen. I don't know what's wrong with y'all. It's going
to
happen.
I want to go to your house for dinner.
Oh,
come
no.
on, I want to go to Junior.
Come on, just come over there. 15 minutes, you ain't going to be able to take it.
You're lying.
You're 15.
If it starts off with that, I believe you.
As soon as he walk in the door, when is you going to stop using drugs?
Yeah.
You show up every year looking like this.
How about this one?
Robin is right here. No, how about this right here? Sit somewhere where I can see you. Where you going?
Where you going?
Yeah. Bathroom ain't that way.
Right.
Ain't no bathroom that way.
And, you know, try not to open up a conversation or start a sentence with, when are you going to... Don't do that one. Or remember the time you...
Peed on yourself?
No.
Yeah, that's cool.
My Uncle Everett, Thanksgiving used to go. He was drunk.
I'm telling you.
Remember that time you bought that Jell-O mold? Ain't nobody won't. I did bust out laughing. Everybody laughing but them. Wait a minute.
Hold up. Did you hear about, don't start it with that one. Because that could mean, you're gossiping about, you know, somebody in the family.
Did you hear about your husband?
Exactly.
Wait, what?
Did you hear about your husband?
Oh, that's going to get it started right there.
In the back room with Cora. Did you hear about that?
Cora, not Cora.
Cora.
Yeah, those are just conversation starters. You don't do that. Yeah.
All this gonna happen Thanksgiving Thursday. Trust me. This gonna happen.
Well, I'll admit this. None of that happens at my house because I have no one at my house on Thanksgiving.
As big as you
create. Nobody create no drama. Not at my house.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying you had no one at your house. I was like, as big as your family is, Steve?
Oh, the house gonna be packed.
Yeah.
I don't do drama.
Yeah, not at the house.
Everybody know. Don't ask me to play. I don't do, you know, the game night. I might come in there for a couple minutes, but that's it. Y'all know what I'm doing. I'm going to eat, and I'm sitting in front of this TV.
Oh.
I'm staring at it. And sometimes you're going to come in there, and the TV going to be staring at me.
Yeah.
Just walk back out. Don't come in here just in the heat. I want it this morning.
Keep people
out. The fireplace is on. Don't cut it off.
So you don't mind them being in your house. A lot of people just don't bother you. Let you have your space.
I mean, you don't want to be bothered. Uh-huh. Why are the people there?
Yeah.
Well, like, Marjorie's really good at that, too, because she tells them, this Steve, that Steve off.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bring your friends and your friends want pictures.
Oh, that ain't happening.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah,
yeah. Well, I could give you that.
Yeah.
That ain't happening.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, at our house, all they want to talk about is you.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Steve, come on.
Steve.
Yeah.
I just hate when they want me to tell Steve something for them.
Oh, that, always.
All the time.
Tell him, give them. Can you just give this to Steve for me?
I know this is a bestseller here. We just get it to Steve.
Yes.
I'm not going to get your book to Steve.
Hit the one, kill me.
Okay.
I got this book of mine I want you to read. I didn't read the four I wrote.
I know. Coming up at the top of the hour. Miss Ann is going to be here with today's national news and headlines. But up next, it's the nephew with Run That Prank Back.
Yeah. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Nephew is up with his Run That Prank Back. What you got, Neff?
Here it is. Run That Prank Back.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Cassandra.
This is she.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. Who's this?
This is Brian. I work with your sister, Kiva.
Okay.
We've met a couple times. You've come out to happy hour with us a couple times, but that's been you just had a baby, right?
Oh, yeah. So that must have been a long time ago. I sure did just have a baby.
Okay.
You said this is Brian?
Yeah, Brian. Congratulations. How many months is it now?
It's been 3 months since I've had him.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations to you. Listen, we're putting together a potluck Christmas party, and we wanted to invite you out.
Oh, okay. Is this some kind of surprise or something? See, my Kiva would be calling.
Well, my job is to call around since it's a potluck and make sure we get everybody to bring something. What I wanted to do is I told her she should invite her sister. I'm sure your sister, I was just saying you probably hadn't been able to get out since the baby, and maybe you would want to get out a little bit.
Yeah, you said that. I've been trapped in this house with this baby. Oh, and he's such a greedy baby. But, I'm here a lot. This is like my second child, and I'm telling you, he was nothing like the first one. But I haven't been out. When is the party?
It's going to be next week. Next Friday, we're going to throw it. And we're not trying to do anything too late, probably around 6 o'clock. Everybody's going to leave work a little early, but we're going to all bring a little something to contribute to the party, you know, whatever type of food or drinks or whatever. So we just wanted to reach out and give you an invitation.
I just need to see if I can get a babysitter. I haven't had to use a babysitter yet, but I'll try. I'll do my best. I mean, it's my sister and her friend, so I'd be glad to come. So you said it's potluck. What are y'all bringing?
Well, some people are bringing finger food. Okay. Some people are bringing desserts, nachos, and things like that.
Okay.
So I guess a little bit of everything, and everybody's just in the Christmas spirit. We just got to have a good time.
Well, do I need to cook it myself, or can I just order something and have it delivered or something like that? You know, I'm fooling with this baby. I can't get too much done while I'm here, but I'd be glad to contribute.
Well, actually, we're interested in getting some eggnog.
I could send my husband out to get some because, you know, there's this specialty shop. They make some good homemade eggnog. I could do eggnog.
Well, hang on. We didn't want anything from a specialty shop. We're real particular about having good eggnog. We've always had good eggnog every year when we throw the big potluck Christmas party. We wanted to see if you didn't mind making some eggnog from scratch. But, okay. You know, if you could really, really help us out, you know, using breast milk to do it.
Well, they make the the best milk over there. I know they use whole milk. Sometimes they use that buttercream milk. You know what? I should get my aunt to make it because she got a real good recipe, and I know she used the best milk there is. I can get her to make some. Is that okay?
Okay, so your mom has what kind of milk?
My auntie, she makes the best eggnog, and I know she used like whole milk and buttermilk and stuff. That's what I was thinking. I don't know if Kiva told you, but she
No. We want some breast milk, not the best milk. We want breasts. Aren't you breastfeeding?
You say breast as in B-R-E-A-S-T, breast milk?
Breast milk, yes, yes.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I'm breastfeeding, but breast milk is for babies. Adults, people don't supposed to drink that. If you're not no infant, you're not supposed
breast
to drink
milk. Breast milk is the best milk. See, so what we was trying to do is get the eggnog made with breast milk, and that's what
we want. Wait a minute, Brian. You said your name is Brian?
Yes, I'm Brian.
Okay, Brian, you must be white because black folks don't drink breast milk. That's for babies, okay? I am not making eggnog with breast milk. Now, breast milk is not what you get. That is for my newborn infant. That sounds nasty, unsterile. Why would I do that to other people? What kind of is that to ask somebody to do?
I mean, is there a way you can, like, pump out 2 gallons for us? I mean,
You know what? We about to end this conversation. That is not something I'm about to do, okay? I am not pumping milk for some Christmas party. That is nasty, okay? Somebody gonna call the health department on y'all bringing up milk up there to make some eggnog. Who the does that? We don't do that. This ain't no feed a village with my milk. You know what?
I wasn't trying to offend you. I just wanted to see if it was something that you would do for us. You know, maybe you could squeeze out a couple of gallons and we could
I'm past offended. Squeezing out a tablespoon of breast milk to be donating to some Christmas party. Who does that?
Okay,
you got me up. You need to tell Keith. First of all, I don't even know why the Eva gave you my number to invite me to some, because she couldn't have known you were gonna ask me to make some damn eggnog with real breast milk.
Well, I didn't tell Kiva exactly what I wanted, but I didn't think it was gonna be this much of a problem that you would have a problem with a couple gallons so we could have a good time with real good milk.
Brian, y'all work in corporate America. Surely you are smarter than that to be calling somebody asking for some breast milk. Who does that? What you can do, though, if you want some eggnog, you can stop at the grocery store and get you some Enfamil or some Similac and make some eggnog yourself, if that's what you choose to do. But my breast milk, you can't even pay for it, okay? I don't get down like that. That's some if I ever heard of it. You too intelligent to be calling around asking people for some milk. Who the does that?
So you're going to be this selfish that you can't loan us a little bit of breast milk so we can have a great time with some eggnog at the party?
Selfish? Loan? Who loans out breast milk?
Okay, you know what, Cassandra? Don't worry about it. We don't even want you at the party. If you ain't going to bring the breast milk, then don't come to the party.
Damn right. I don't need to come to your funky party. And you tell Kiva this is some to even have her friend call me.
I am the party coordinator, and Kiva knows that. And I tried to be nice enough to invite you.
I am offended, okay? Would you ask your wife or your girlfriend or whoever your baby mama is to do some like that? Would you expect somebody to ask her? You disrespecting me asking me for some like that.
Okay, I know, you know what?
Brian, what is your last name? Because I'm failing to remember who you are, because I'm sure going to ask Kiva.
Well, Brian ain't really my name. I didn't really want to tell you my real name.
So you playing on the phone then? You probably don't even know my sister. No. Who is this?
I mean, I talked to your sister about 20 minutes ago. I talked to Kiva.
You ain't talked to my Kiva, because this is I know that too clearly.
Okay, but I want to go on and tell you this here.
You know what? You're going to get off my damn phone. That's what you're going
to
do.
Kiva told me to call, because see, I am Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, and your sister Kiva got me to prank phone call you.
You talking about that Nephew Tommy is on the TV and the radio. You know what? Oh, I'm embarrassed. I had no idea. I was like, this can't be real. You really had me. I'm like, who does that? Oh, my God. Oh, you real funny, okay?
Cassandra, I got to ask you, baby, what's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we promised to talk about holiday traditions, especially Christmas traditions. And while time-honored holiday traditions are important, they've also evolved over the generations. Now, this is according to a survey. Family activities and writing to Santa are still among the most popular holiday traditions. That is interesting. Even though, because I've never written to Santa, even though we live in a tech-savvy world, 3 out of 4 parents say their children still handwrite letters to Santa as opposed to a more modern approach like email. And really, and what's the most popular family activity in 2017 this year? Well, according to most households, it's decorating the Christmas tree as a family. Now that I like, I can,
yes,
I can relate to that.
We do
of
that.
Course, we do yeah. that, yeah. So Steve, we got to start with you here. What are the family traditions that your family keeps that you definitely
keep? Well, first
keep?
Of all, let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
Buddha.
Your grandson.
El. Mm-hmm. Noah and Rose.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not telling them that Santa Claus is coming down the chimney.
Okay.
Yeah. Their mom and daddy might, but if they come over Papa's house, Papa bought all this. Okay?
They needs to know that.
Let's be uh-huh. straight about that.
Give
all
credit,
these trees
credit,
out here yeah. in this yard that Papa paid yeah. for all these trees.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All
mm-hmm.
this little fake ass snow, I bought all that in here.
Mm-hmm.
I had that tree in the foyer, that Papa bought that.
So that's a new tradition. Really, because you weren't you brought up with thinking Santa Claus did it for a while when you were little?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you
especially
you're,
as young as your grandchildren are.
Yeah.
You well,
changed
now,
traditions.
Look, you uh-huh. know, my kids take their kids to see Santa Claus.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. They thinking it's a Santa Claus. I'm just telling them, don't bring them over here.
Why you got to be so real with it right now, though?
Well, no, at Pawpaw House, all is paid for by the big bald-headed
right.
black
as hard
guy.
As you work, you want some credit,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, the white man with the beard didn't buy uh-huh. nothing up in here. The bald-headed black man that's in that office down there at the front of the house, you go in there, that's Santa Claus down there. Matter of fact, don't bring him up when you come in here.
Okay.
Because he had nothing to do. Everything on this side of the gate. Santa Claus ain't had damn thing to do with it.
Okay, so that's one. That's one
that's
myth
one. Yeah.
that you burst yeah. wide open. Okay.
Secondly,
uh-huh.
if you tear up your toy on Christmas,
uh-huh.
you get your ass whooped on Christmas.
What?
Man, that's a tradition.
That's
tradition.
A tradition.
That's standard.
Man. Generations.
Man,
well, you know, I've had
that.
How long I had this in layaway, and you just said we broke it? It ain't even 4:30.
Yeah. You opened it at 5, and it's broke at 9.
I had a nephew named Pogo.
Uh-huh.
All Pogo did, every toy he got, he took it apart.
Wow.
But then you know what? He put it all back together. That's
oh,
all he
smart.
Wanted to do.
Well, yeah, that's like girls. We used to take our dolls' clothes off.
He a mechanic
yeah.
right now.
Uh-huh.
Hey, that's what he do.
He's a mechanic right now because,
uh-huh.
see? Yeah, uh-huh. so that was some good. But did he get in trouble for doing it when he was a kid?
Dog, because if my daddy saw the toy toe up,
uh-huh.
but he would ask, though, after the second year, is that Pogo toy? Well, leave it alone then, because Pogo going to put it back together.
Oh, he wasn't too mad.
No.
All right, what else? So no Santa, butt whoopings if you broke your toys. What else? These are some traditions, Steve.
I want to hear some of Junior's.
I know.
His family.
Sounds like he got his butt whooped.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Okay.
One tradition was you go into bed at 7.
On Christmas Eve or Christmas
mm-hmm.
Day?
No, Christmas Eve.
Oh, I could never okay. sleep on Christmas Eve.
Why you go to bed so early?
I could never do that.
Because Santa was coming.
Oh.
But Santa don't show up till 9 in the morning. We got to go back to bed.
9?
Why is he coming at 9?
That's
yeah.
too late.
Santa was running late at our house. Y'all go back in there and go back to bed.
At 9.
Sun up and everything. He ain't made it here yet. Y'all go in there and go back to bed.
All right, listen. Yeah. Coming up next, nephew's prank phone call right after this.
He's up drinking all night.
All right, more of this crazy, ignorant show, the Steve Harvey Morning Show, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, a lot of people are losing sleep because of work, guys. A new study by Account Tips finds that 44% of professionals are losing sleep over work. As for why, 50% say they've been overwhelmed with work, the volume of work they have, the hours that they have to put in. Some of the other reasons for work-related sleep loss include strained coworker relationships. Wow. Worried that they may lose their job. That's a lot of stress. Yeah.
That's Jay. You got to be exhausted.
This is a good one. My boss is a nightmare. Have you checked all three boxes, Jay?
Y'all bet not.
Strained coworker. Strained coworker relationships.
Mm-hmm. Check.
Worried I may lose my job.
Check.
And my boss is a nightmare.
No, don't check that one.
Okay. So I got to ask you, Steve, you have a lot of jobs. You have more than anyone I know. Do your jobs keep you up at night? Is it constant or just occasionally?
No, my exhaustion from my jobs is when I run up into stupidity. Uh-huh. That's the only thing I get exhausted from. I've really found out over the years, I don't really care for stupid people. I really don't.
Uh-huh. Your nephew must be drunk.
Yeah, and I can't even play it off. Uh-huh. Like, if you're stupid, I look at you like you're stupid the whole time you talk.
I don't know what we're supposed to do with that information.
No, it's just important information that you know about me and my job.
Yes.
My job, I love my job. I tell jokes for a living and play music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All of my jobs have an element of me using my God-given talent.
Yeah.
So I love my work.
Uh-huh.
It's the things that surround my work. Like, when you stupid,
uh-huh.
I just can't stand that, man.
Is that like J. Anthony Brown?
No, Jay Good, Jay Ignorant.
Oh, is it different?
Stupid is different from ignorant.
Yeah, different.
Stupid is when you're doing stuff that ain't attached to nothing and just has no rhyme or reason, but you steady doing it.
Oh, anyone in particular in mind, or what? Just
Tommy.
Anyone?
At the job.
Thomas, really?
No, I didn't think he was going to say you, honestly. Okay.
Why would I say
this is uncomfortable right now?
Yeah, it's awkward.
Why are you uncomfortable? You're not stupid.
Oh, I know.
What? You just don't like the way that Tommy goes into the shell when you call him stupid. But let him go in there. When he go into the shell, he can't say nothing stupid.
But what's the point?
But I'm not.
Yeah. He's here,
I'm not
working. What are you going to do? Yeah. He's working. He's employed.
I'm right here. Hello, everyone. I'm here. I'm right here.
Yeah. Stop. Yeah.
Okay. I'm right here. Stop
here.
Doing that. Stop talking over and around me. I'm right here.
We can't help the over part.
All right, listen. Coming up at 34 after the hour, J. Anthony Brown, he's scared to lose his job, but he is here to murder another hit.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve, come on, introduce Jay. He's here to murder another hit.
Folks, without further ado, we murder hits up on here because we got him. First round draft choice.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jay from Brown.
All right, everybody. Now, this song right here, Steve, the song is a special song. The song is dedicated to every man who's been in the friend zone for the entire year. We've all been in the friend zone. It's not a nice place to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You do everything. You help out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wants to get out of the friend zone.
Somebody just put me there.
You've been put in the friend zone?
I'm in there now.
Song's dedicated to every man in the friend zone. It's a Christmas song.
Yeah.
It's a Christmas.
I ain't going to be in your friend zone without no pressure.
Here you go. Here you go. Check it out. Danny Brown murders a hit. Watch your kids, even buy them gifts, pile them in the car and take them to the mall. But you call him dear, he buys your daddy beer. There's a gift he will adore, you can't buy it from a store. Why don't you give it up on Christmas Day, yeah. Oh, make your friend feel like a king. Come on, girl, get off of that thing. Give it up on Christmas Day, yeah.
just get it up. Massage your toe. I took you to the store. I was there for you when you were unemployed. Stupid stuff I did, like feed another man's kids. Nothing left for me to say. Girl, I feel I'm getting played. Why don't you give it up on Christmas Day, yeah. Oh, make the man feel like a king. Come on, girl, get off of that thing. Give me some on Christmas Day, yeah. I don't want no socks, just get it up.
Thank you. You and Uncle Sam.
Go to iTunes and get all my Christmas songs.
Christmas Day.
Oh, make a man feel like a king. Come on, girl, get all of that thing you love on Christmas Day. And Merry Christmas.
Man,
get out the friend zone. Yeah, get out the friend zone, baby.
Man, get a fight.
Don't buy me no damn socks. All I want to do is get off. Come on. Oh, come on, Christmas Day.
Give it up.
Hey, hey, hey.
I even bought your daddy beer.
Boy, that's good.
Yes, yes, yes. Go to iTunes, get all your boys' Christmas songs.
How come
songs
the girls don't enjoy them types of
they
songs?
They don't like them types of songs. They don't even, they don't jump in. They don't sing.
Oh, they just shut it down. Shirley, call them.
But play, cut your car up and scratch your windows.
Yeah. Bust the windows out your car.
Allegedly.
You going crazy?
Allegedly.
You did do that, though, Carl.
That's why you in the friend zone now.
All right. Stay right there, y'all. Watch this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. But up next, I mean, right here, right now, it's the nephew with the prank phone call. What you got, Nev?
Oh, brand spanking new. I got Gospel Church Queen. Gospel
Church Queen. Do what? The new prank?
Church Queen. You got to hear this, Unc. Here you go.
This is Grant.
Hi, Grant. Grant Stevens, right?
Yes.
Hey, Grant, this is Brother Lewis Finley. I'm calling from Mount Sinai Missionary Baptist Church. You and your wife just joined a couple weeks ago, am I right?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So now, listen, I wanted to reach out to you. I know you guys have started the orientation, and from my understanding, you finished one class at orientation. You got three more to go. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. All right. All right. So first of all, I want to say welcome to Mount Sinai, and I hope you are enjoying yourself. I know that you and your wife are a mixed couple. You're Caucasian, and she's black. Are you liking the church so far, Grant?
Absolutely. We really are enjoying it. We completed our first orientation, and so far we're really enjoying it.
Okay, okay. Did I catch you at a bad time?
I am at work right now, but it's okay. I've got a couple minutes.
Okay, okay. Well, I just wanted to call you, man. I was worried. I know you, because I don't think you know this, but you are the first Caucasian to join our church. And I just want to make sure you kind of knew the language and just kind of knowing what the black church is all about. And there's certain sayings and different things I think you should know so that, I just don't want you to say the wrong thing while you at the church. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay. So what I wanted to do, like, I wanted to give you a little black church quiz so you can kind of, maybe if you could, it'll let me know where you are. You know, if you on a lower level or a high level as far as being knowledgeable about the black church. Like, fill this blank in for me, Grant. If you don't mind, I just want to take a little bit of your time and I'll let you get back to work. But first of all, give a blank to God.
give a...
What would go in that blank right there? First of all, give a blank to God.
Yeah, all I can think of top of my head is give thanks to God.
No, see, that's wrong. See, that's wrong. See, what it is, first of all, give a honor to God. All right, remember that. Oh. First of all, give an honor to God. You got that?
Okay, yes.
Okay, first of all, give an honor to God, who is the blank of my life. What goes in the blank? First of all, give an honor to God, who is the blank of my life.
The love of my life.
No. See, that's wrong. First of all, give an honor to God, who is the head of my life.
Are you sure?
I'm sorry?
Okay. Are you sure? Are you sure about that?
Oh, I'm definitely sure about mine. Don't. What I don't want you to do is question what I know. I'm from the black church. I know. You
okay,
don't,
no, I wasn't questioning you, sir. I wasn't questioning. I'm sorry. I've just always heard it that way, but.
Okay, so I'm trying to give you the understanding of knowing what the black church is about. You understand?
I understand. I appreciate you. I apologize, sir.
Okay. Now, look,
I don't know these answers, obviously, but I've got a meeting I got to get to here in a minute. Like this, I'm curious, does everyone in the church get these phone calls?
Well, wait a minute, Grant. I know you have a meeting, but what's more important, your meeting or knowing your position at the black church? What's more important?
I really don't have time for this right now. I can't believe this is actually happening. Like, does your pastor even know that you're calling me right now?
Well, no, I took the liberty of myself when I realized you was Caucasian that I would call and try to help you so you would know what to do when you're in the black church when people are saying certain things. Okay. Grant, if you don't mind, just do this for me, Grant. Like, do you know what hooping is?
Hooping? Like hula hooping?
No. Hooping is when the pastor is at the end of his sermon. So listen to this. All along, good God Almighty. Do that for me if you would, Grant.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God Almighty.
No. One more. Come on, you with me now. Oh, Lord. Good God Almighty. Try it again, Grant.
I can't believe I'm doing this. Oh, Lord, oh, yeah. Oh, God Almighty.
Okay. Hey, Grant, do you think maybe it's possible that me and you can have some sessions before you come back to the church and I can prepare you more?
Hey, man, look, listen, you have caught me at a really bad time, and I'm quite honestly just so frustrated. Like, I've never heard of a quiz like this. I'm really offended, to be honest with you. Like, do you guys not want me to go to your church anymore? Like, a matter of fact, dude, you should be calling my wife right now. She's black.
Well, she should already know the quiz question. You the one don't know. Why I'm going to call her? I should call you.
I am at work right now. I have a meeting to get to in just a minute. I don't know what you're doing. And I hold on a second. I have got to close my office door. This is so embarrassing. I have never... ever received a phone call like this in my life. And you better be lucky. I mean, I want to talk to your pastor. I am going to talk to him next Sunday. No joke.
Well, I didn't mean for you to get hostile like that. I didn't mean to upset you or nothing like that. Well, can I say something else to you?
One last thing, and I have to go.
Okay. I just want to let you know that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Carolyn, got me to prank phone call you.
Shut up. Shut up. Oh, my God. I am so sorry. I am so sorry.
Are you good? You all right?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right. A little embarrassed, but I'm all right.
Grant, you got to do it for me one more time. Oh, Lord, good God Almighty.
Oh, Lord, oh, yeah, God Almighty.
Okay, man, look, do this for me. Tell me, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, all the way.
You know, you just got to kind of, you know.
You're wrong for
white
that.
White man need a quiz if he's going to join the black church. You know what I'm saying?
10 out of 10.
Tommy, you know all black saying? Churches are not like that. You know mine wasn't.
You know, that's why you got to fill in, having fill in the blank. You know, first of all, give a blank to God. You know, he don't know what go there.
He didn't know what to say.
take him through the quiz. I'm on the home stretch of my comedy shows for the year. You don't want to miss me. That is Columbus, Georgia, Washington, D.C., and the one and only Houston, Texas. Go to my website, thomasmiles.com, and you can get all the information. That's right.
All right, and coming up at the top of the hour, the strawberry letter. You don't want to miss that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right now, it's time for today's strawberry letter. And let me tell you this. If you need some advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, all of that, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. Tell them, Steve.
You better repeat yourself.
Okay. Mm. That was it.
Well, that was helpful.
That was it. Yeah, we could be reading your letter live on the air like we'll read this one today right now.
All right. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is.
Do you have it, darling?
Hell no.
Oh, okay.
Well, hold on tight. Buckle up. We'll be there in a minute. Strawberry letter.
Yep, I got it.
All right. Buckle up. Hold on tight. He has it. The strawberry letter.
All right, subject. Why is her ex still checking on her? Dear Stephen Shirley, my girlfriend and I have been together for about a year. When I met her, she had just ended a relationship with a wealthy man that was 19 years older than her. This man spoiled her with expensive gifts, and he was her first sexually, so she was caught up for a long time. He offered to buy her a condo if she stayed with him, but she realized that he was trying to buy her love, and she wasn't really into him, so they broke up. We've been dating since then. The old boyfriend still calls and texts her, and she tells me whenever she hears from him. I'm no fool. So I've been looking for signs of infidelity, but she has not given me any reason not to trust her. She's new to the game, so it's the old rich cat that I don't trust. Why does he have to check in on her to see if she's okay all of the time? I believe he is waiting for me to slip up so he can make his move. Recently, she told me that he asked if I was taking care of her the way he used to. I got game and I do what it takes to keep a smile on my lady's face. I told my lady that he realizes he lost a good thing and there is no way that he wants to be just friends with her. I asked her to stop talking to him, but she refuses. She said that she is glad that they are still friends, and she likes it when he checks on her. Maybe I'm crazy, but this is not sitting well with me. This old boyfriend is a wolf in sheep's clothing, and she's too naive to see it. How do I get this man to leave my girlfriend alone? Please help. All right, I don't know if that's going to happen, if he's ever going to leave her alone, because he knows, you know, about her. He had her first. He's older in the game. I think you're right, though, in everything you say about your new girlfriend and her old boyfriend. He is too much in her life, calling her, texting her to see if she's all right. Yeah, he's waiting for you to slip up so he can slip back in. Yes, he is. Of course, Papa's out of line, and she is, too, for still taking his calls and stuff. She may be a little naive, but, you know, he's checking on her to see if she's okay all the time. He is waiting for you to slip up so he can make your move. So you better be, since you say you know the game, you're not new to the game and all of that, and you know what it takes to put a smile on her face, you better continue to do that. But I don't know why she's not stopped taking his texts and his calls. Maybe she likes his conversation. Maybe she does think they're just trying to be friends. Because he does want her back. He definitely does. He wants her back. He knows he can get her if he just hangs in there and does what he's been doing. Steve, you know why. I know, right?
I know exactly why. See, listen to me. Look, first of all, this young dude that wrote this letter, because he looking for answers. Because he don't know. Now, he got game, but he don't have advanced game. Because he writing a letter because he don't know the answer. Your girlfriend and you been together for a year. You met her. She had just ended a relationship with a wealthy man that was 19 years older than her. Now, you didn't say how old anybody is in this letter, but just judging by the way you write, I'm thinking, man, she about 26. I figure he about 46. That's just a guesstimate based on the way you writing. 26, 45, something like that. This man spoiled her with expensive gifts. He was her first sexually, so she was caught up for a long time. Uh-oh, this happened for a while. He offered to buy her a condo if she stayed with him, but she realized that he was just trying to buy her love, and she wasn't really into him, so they broke up. We've been dating since then. The old boyfriend still calls and texts her and tells her whenever, and then she tells me whenever she hears from him. I'm no fool, so I've just been looking for signs of infidelity that she is not giving me any reason not to trust her. First of all, she ain't seeing the dude. She a good girl. She telling you every time the dude contact her. But why does a woman notify you every time another man call her? Cause she wants you to know.
Be jealous.
She wants you to know. He's still calling. He still want me. And you know why she notifying you? Because she trying to send a signal to you that you need to step up your game. Because you lacking somewhere, partner. Nah, here come the real truth. Since you got game and everything, but you ain't got advanced game. All right, nah, I ain't no fool looking for infidelity, not giving me any reason to trust her. She's new to the game. Oh, sound like you new to the game. That's what it sound like. She new to the game. You still new. What game? So it's the old rich cat that I really don't trust. Why does he have to check on her to see if she's okay all the time? Because he want her. He want her back. And that's what grown-ass men do. We call and we check on you. Just saying, hey, make sure you good. Don't want to see you fall on hard times. Is everything okay? Hello, partner.
I bought you some old player lines. I love them, Steve.
I believe he waiting for me to slip up so he can make his move. He ain't waiting on you to slip up.
He moving now.
He ain't waiting on a damn thing. You involved with the girl and he texting her now. You slipping and you don't know it. What? Young homie. She new to the game. You new to the game. But hang on, because Steve finna put your own game.
You gonna get him right?
Boy, this ain't no game. This how this life.
You gonna get him right?
For old and paper, too. He got he old and with paper. Man,
is this you, Jay?
Your young ass don't stand a chance.
Boy, you ain't got a chance, man.
Your ass out. You don't even you out and don't even know you going
even
out.
You know it, man.
Is this letter old about you, Jay? Paper? All right, listen, we'll come back with part two with the old players in the game.
Yeah. Oh, educate this young boy.
All right, 23 after is when we're coming back, all right? The subject today is why is her ex still checking on her? Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter, Steve. It's called The Subject, Why Is Her Ex Still Checking on Her? A young man wrote this one.
Dude dating this girl, man, that was involved with this man that was 19 years older than her. He calling her old man. It was her first sexual encounter, so she was caught up with him for a while. He wanted to buy him a condo. If she stayed with him, she realized he was just trying to buy love. They broke up. Now you've been dating her. He's still checking on her. You trying to figure out why her ex is still checking on her. Because he want her. Because he want her back. You know how he got your girl? He was checking on her.
Wow. I don't mean
that's
lame.
How he got
say that again.
I'm so
you know how he got your girl? He was checking on her. See,
man.
Which is something that young boys don't know how to do. See, y'all don't check on women. You call women because you want to chill and hook up. You want a Netflix night. But you don't call them, check on them. See how they doing. See how they day going. Yeah. Do they need anything? Anything you can do for them. Help them solve problems. See, that's what grown-ass men do.
Here's a little Steve, he was, for you.
Steve, see, Jay is right there. Why don't you check on him?
No, see, hold on. Let me finish this here first. See, so what he do is he set it all up. Uh-huh. Now, you talking about she new to the game, so it's the old rich cat that I really don't trust. Why he got to check on her to see if she okay all the time? I believe he waiting on me to slip up so he can make his move. Partner, he already moving. He don't even give a damn about you. You irrelevant. He texting your girl right now while y'all together. He ain't waiting on you to slip up. He gonna cause you to slip up. He gonna show a vast difference between him and you. He ain't waiting on you to slip up. He in the game, partner. You know why? Because to old school players, it ain't a game. It's a contest. Yeah. Everybody can get a blue ribbon.
Let's go.
Yeah, man.
Let's
okay,
go.
Now.
Recently, she told me that he asked if I was taking care of her the way he used to. I got game, and I do what it takes to keep a smile on my lady's face. That ain't what he asked the girl. He asked the girl, were you taking care of her the way he used to? The answer to that question is no, because your answer wasn't yeah. See, you ain't taking care of her the way he used to. You going back to I got game. Game? Nobody want no damn game, boy. This ain't video. We ain't in the arcade. This life, I know how to keep a smile on my lady's face. I told my lady that he realizes he lost a good thing, and there's no way that he just wants to be friends with her. He ain't mentioned friend in none of them texts.
I'm sorry.
He asked your girl, were you taking care of her the way he used to? That ain't trying to be friends. He gonna get back into taking care of her biz. Cause I think you ain't. I asked her to stop talking to him. Here go the clue. But she refused. Mm-hmm.
She likes it.
Because you know what? What he talking about way different from what you talking about. Didn't you just tell us you had game? Well, your game must be weak because she want to hear something else.
She
said that she's
Daddy.
Glad that they still friends, and she like it when he checks on her. And you know why he like it when he check on her? Because you don't.
Oh, man.
Because you so busy with your game. You so busy trying to put a smile on her face that you don't really know how to check on her. You don't care for her.
I love your answer, Steve.
Man,
I
so you just want to do something
answer.
With her.
Well, help the boy, though.
I'm telling him. I'm giving him the game.
Right. You're yeah. telling him right.
I love
this is
answer.
What he doing wrong. Mm-hmm. This old man is what she telling you is she trying to put you on game so you can know what game is. Because that little weak-ass game you got ain't worth a quarter.
It ain't worth it.
So she keep telling you every time he calling what he say. Now, she likes when he maybe I'm crazy. But this ain't sitting well with me. Well, hell, it shouldn't.
Uh-uh.
I tell you what, she ain't going to be sitting with you in a minute.
You'll be sitting by your damn self.
This old boyfriend is a wolf in sheep's clothing. No, he not. Uh-uh. He just a wolf. He ain't got no sheep's clothing on. The problem is, little boy, you a sheep. You in trouble. You up against some deep odds, man, unless you really learn what game is.
Old dude
now,
with paper.
And she's too naive to see it. Dog, no, she see exactly what it is. It's just what she had before, she don't have now. So she's staying in touch with what she had before because she think what she got now ain't going to last. How do I get this man to leave my girlfriend alone? Please call him. Let's cut this out, pimp. You want to get this man to leave your girl alone? Call him.
Yeah,
man up.
Call him. His number in her phone. Get her phone. Call him. Tell him don't call your woman no more or else what? Now, let's find out what kind of game you really got.
It's going to be funny then.
See, you may find out that he care more deeply for her than you do. See? But now I'm asking you, and I ain't saying you got to get violent. That ain't what I'm saying to you. But call the man, have a man-to-man conversation, and tell him he can't call your girl no more.
Can we have a reenactment?
Now, if you can convince him of that, then you got something. If you can't convince him of that, you got nothing.
Whoop his ass.
He can't whoop this old dude ass, man. That's just 19 years.
You
26, he 45. You're going to get your ass stomped now.
See, this is begging for a reenactment between you and Jay as the girl. It is.
Okay.
We'll do it when we come back.
Listen, you can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter. It's Steve Harvey FM. All right, coming up, we're going to do a reenactment.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Earlier, if you heard the Strawberry Letter, the subject, why is her ex still checking on her? A young man is worried that his girlfriend's ex, who is an older, wealthy man, keeps checking on her, and he's concerned about that. So Steve and Jay, I believe it is, are going to reenact what could possibly happen.
So, Jay, you going to call. I'm the older dude that's seeing this young girl. You call me.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Mr. Let's see, Mr. Whitaker?
Yes, it is. How can I help you?
Well, I'm the guy that's you know used to date Simone, and y'all not seeing each other anymore. No, we're in a relationship now, and I was wondering, I'm asking you, would you like please stop texting and calling her, because it's kind of getting in the way of what we're trying to do over here.
Okay, well, little bro, let me ask you, what you are?
My name is Billy. Billy. Billy.
How did you?
Billy.
How did you get my number, little bro?
I went through the phone to get it. And
oh, you went through her phone. Okay.
Yeah. But I just would like for you to stop calling her and texting her.
Well, little dude, look here.
My name's Billy.
I don't really see what business of yours it is that I'm calling Simone.
Well, I want you to stop. I mean, man to man, I'm asking you, man to man, would you just stop calling Simone?
Okay, well, kid, listen to me. Seeing as how you ain't face to face with me, don't know how you want to call this man to man when you done got my number out of a girl's phone and you calling me. And you might as well have texted me, kid.
Well, we're doing fine. I'm working two jobs. I'm working at a gas station, and I'm working at another place. You know, we make furniture.
I mean, which gas station you work at?
We're on the corner of 17th and Harper over there. I work over there.
That's good. That's good, because I own that gas station.
You crushed it. Yeah. Well, if you do own it, what you don't own is Simone. How about that? Come on, Billy.
Well, boy, so what is your phone call about?
Sir, my name is Billy. My phone call is about you calling Simone. I'm asking you to stop. Please, could you just don't call her no more?
Scooter, listen.
My name is not Scooter, man.
I don't really have time for you, because Scooter, I don't know you. It's none of your business what I do. Let me ask you a question. Do Simone want me to stop calling her? Because I haven't heard from her.
Well, we've had discussions about it, and I laid it down that for her to stop talking to you.
Well, can I say something to you? After you laid it down, is that after I laid down what I laid down? Because now she's still taking my phone call.
I'm trying to have a phone call, and what I would not like for this to do is to get physical. I don't want this to get physical.
Oh, well, hey, partner. Partner.
My name is not
If partner. You feel like you need to get it physical...
Yeah. I don't want it to get physical.
I don't either, but if that's what you want to do, you ain't going to be able to do it over the phone.
On your behalf, I'm praying for you not to let this get physical.
Come on, Billy.
Oh, well, little altar boy, look here. You ain't got to pray for me.
Whoa.
Hey, look here. Look, I don't know if you light the candles, if you go get wine for the communion. I don't know what your job is down there at the church. But when you step up to me, you're stepping up to a grown-ass man. And I think that's the thing that's most appealing to Simone about me. See, the difference between me and you, I'm a grown-ass man. You acting like a little boy. Now, you done called me for what?
I'm asking you.
Now, you done asked. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. Though.
Don't get fired, Billy.
Well, it's going to get physical. It's going to get physical.
But see, you've asked me not to call her no more. And as soon as you hang up, I'm calling. So where we at now?
I hope you have several gas stations, because I'm finna set fire to this one. How about that?
And lose your job?
Junebug, let me tell you something. You're gonna end up in jail somewhere.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, and you'll be now, without what we're not a
gonna
gas do, station.
See, we're gonna take this to a grown man level.
Yeah.
You're gonna get arrested for arson. A potential attempted murder charge because I record all phone calls. This is a terrorist threat you're making.
I'm not trying to hide the fact that I'm going to set it on fire. I'm telling you. Just like you telling me you gonna call. So really? I'm telling you.
Well, that's good. Well, you know what?
What can them penny matches buy out of your store? I'm gonna set fire to your place. That's what I'm gonna do.
Well, that ain't no problem. Then guess what? Then you ain't gonna have no more job. You ain't gonna have no life, and you ain't gonna have some more. And I'm gonna have all that. Because my insurance
gonna
pay for
minus
the gas station.
A gas station.
That's all
I have
got,
insurance.
Really?
All I can do is make you my. I can't do nothing else but make.
Skeeter. I got insurance.
All I can do right now is make you minus.
I got insurance.
A gas station. You'll have it, but it'll take a while for that one to go back up. So while that one's going
something.
Back up.
Do you want the girl
minus.
Or you want to burn down the gas station with your punk ass? Now make up your mind. Did you call here to burn down the gas station? Because you can just go on over there and do that. Or are you trying to hold on to your girl, which I ain't never let go of? What you want
to
do?
I just want you to know I'm going to set fire to your gas station, and our relationship is hot. How about that?
And the winner is Mr. Whitaker.
Hold on. And let me explain one last thing.
We got to go.
And hey, man, let me help you out a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be seeing Simone this weekend, so don't look for us out.
The end.
And I'm gonna show you why she keep taking my phone call.
Oh, now get okay. Billy
in
get.
Scene.
Yes.
Cause okay. See you messing around, Mr. Whitaker boy.
Okay, all right. Well, that was good, Steve.
Yeah. That was good. Yeah, Simone, I've been Billy before.
Woo. I've been Billy and Mr. Whitaker.
Yeah. Yeah.
I asked you to stop talking to him.
Yeah, I've been both over my damn self, though.
All right, guys. Thank you for that inside look inside your relationships. Coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. 10 things you have for us that your ex should never, ever see you do. Let's go.
These are things, fellas, that you don't need your ex to see happen to you. You ready for the first one?
You got the list. You got it. So you got it. Run them down.
She cannot see you on the bus.
You're
not a good look.
You better be driving it.
She driving by, and your ass at the bus stop.
Get low.
What?
Get low.
Here's another thing. She bet not pull up at the restaurant and your ass is the valet. Boy. Here's another one. She cannot be driving down the freeway and look over there and your car is broke down on the highway.
Yeah. Another not a good
one. Oh,
look.
Lord, this is too good. These are things that your ex cannot see happen to you. Y'all in line at the Walmart.
Yes.
She behind you and you don't know it.
Right. Uh-huh.
And your card don't go through.
God dog.
And you turn around and it's hurt.
That's why I left you in the first place.
You
here's another thing your mama can't see happen to you.
Your girl.
Your ex-girl can't see this happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
You done moved back into your mama's house. she was dropping off some pie to your mama for Mother's Day.
She see your car.
Your ass come up out the basement with some house shoes on.
And a wife beater.
And a wife beater with a pack of cigarettes behind your ear.
Oh, damn, Johnny.
And a coat on because ain't no heat down.
And here's one that you can't have happen to you. She find out. No, hold up. This happened to you. Your ex sends you a text that was meant for someone else.
Wow.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But the text say, I'm in the shower. Ooh. The door is open.
Oh, yeah.
Followed by, I'm sorry. That wasn't for you. Wow. My bad, dog.
That's cold.
You
lose. That's deliberate, man.
Instant tears. Instant crying.
I'm in the shower.
What's
the door is open.
What the text?
Followed by, I'm sorry. That was not for you.
He cried.
I'm in the shower.
Here's another thing your ex can't find out about you. If you done messed around and lost that good-ass job.
Oh, uh-uh.
She walk in and you down at the Wendy's. You're replenishing the salad bar. She in there with the kids.
Right, right.
Mama, ain't that Mr. Jerome? Shut up.
Let him work in peace.
Let him work.
That's cold. That's cold, man.
Come on, Steve.
You come to church walking. Wow. It just all went bad. But here's my favorite one of all. Drum roll, Cat. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the top thing that your ex can never see happen to you.
What is it?
Here it is. Your new girlfriend look just like your brother.
God, dog, man.
Man.
Ooh, she ugly.
You dating your
is
brother?
Is that out? No, baby, this is ugly.
My this new lady.
Earlene. Excuse me? I'll be there. You know.
You can't let him see you do bad. Ever. 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 Ever, ever, ever.
Oh. Never, ever.
You got to move if you got it going on like that.
Yeah.
You cannot let your ex see your new girlfriend talk to you crazy outside. You can't do that.
That hurt.
Oh, that hurt. Good one. Oh, my God.
Good one.
Ooh, somebody ain't got it together.
Let me tell you another thing your ex cannot see you do. Washing cars at the car rental return. If they pull up in that car and they look out and see you out there washing cars.
Is that him?
What you don't want her to see you do, out there cleaning porta potties is that for your job. That's what you don't want her to see. Clean porta potties now?
No, you don't want her.
Glad we broke up, man.
No, you don't. Like, you cannot be the mascot at the birthday party. Ooh. You cannot walk your ass in there in no SpongeBob SquarePants. Yeah. At her baby birthday party. You cannot be that.
Is he Chuck E. Cheese?
No.
Yeah, what you doing in Chuck E. Cheese?
No. Yeah. Cannot be at the birthday party as the mascot. They not going to go for that. Mm-mm. Glad we broke
your
up.
Ex cannot see you rummaging through a trash can.
Just pull up right at the
you have lost all your shame, everybody else, but she can't see that.
She cannot see you riding around town on your car, and you got that little donut on there, man. Yeah.
That hurt.
That would hurt,
who
right there.
See?
Oh, there you
he ain't got new tire money.
Your ex can't see you. She at the stoplight.
Yeah.
She can't see you pull up next to her. You don't know it's her. You on your brother bike.
Oh, my God.
Sweating like hell. Trying to make it to work.
I tell you what she can't see.
What?
I tell you what she can't see. She got them kids and pull up to a McDonald's window and you work in the window.
Hello, may I take your order, please?
I thought I recognized your boy.
Hey, everybody, lean over and say hey to your daddy.
And here's one that really hurts. They cannot see you with your shirt open in some flip-flops in a yard. They cannot see you over there.
You doing yard work.
You just got a shirt open.
All right, get it together, guys. Wow. All right, more of this crazy, ignorant show, Steve Harvey Morning Show, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here's a question, guys. I want to ask you guys. How do you know if you're spending too much time on social media? And that's for everybody when I say guys. Here's some signs you and your phone need to take a break, okay, from social media.
Uh-huh.
You're making outlandish plans just for the photo op, okay?
Yeah. People who do too much.
Let me get the lighting right. Yes. I know a lot of people
like this.
Goodness. Yeah.
We work with one, don't we?
Take my picture, Mississippi Monica.
I mean, delete that. Delete all of that.
Peggy. All right, that's one. You make all these outlandish plans just to take a selfie or, okay. Your followers know more about you than your significant other does.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. You're spending a lot of time on social media.
You know what? You're right. I believe you.
That's a shame when the people who subscribe to your feeds know more details about your life than the person you're dating does. That is crazy. You should consider. You should consider a social media break. You won't go anywhere without full hair, full makeup, if you can't run to the CVS because of your social followers. You do that, Jay?
I'm just saying, if you've got more pictures in your phone of yourself than anybody else, you are very selfish.
Yeah. You're a selfie.
Selfish.
Selfie-ish.
Just
selfish.
Pictures of you.
You're selfie-ish.
Don't you know what you look like by now?
Yes.
At every angle.
All right, here's another one. If you're always on social media when you're hanging out with your friends, you're at dinner. You're at the table just, you know, taking selfies.
I don't get people taking pictures of food. Just the food.
People are into that. People are into that.
My wife do that.
You know, especially if it's a really good presentation.
Who does it, Tommy?
My wife do that.
You really thought that would be smart to say?
Why? She do it? What?
I've seen people do it in restaurants. I've seen grown men do it.
I don't understand what it's for. Are you going to rewind that lady and say, what does that do?
No, but you put it out there because other people like to see what you eat, where you are.
Other people need to carry their butt to the restaurant. I don't understand it.
People are so into it, though.
I ain't even married, Tommy, and I know that ain't smart.
It wasn't nothing wrong with that.
Why are we having trouble understanding that he says something stupid?
Hey, I'm not.
She's content with me.
I can't wait for that response.
That's scary.
Oh, I wish we could call her. Man. Get the real story.
Let's not call.
You ever thought about what you're going to say when she walk in the room and say, I want out?
Well, he's giving it till what? Thanksgiving, right?
This till death do us part.
No, but Steve's giving you.
Somebody got to lay it down. I'll tell you that. No.
Somebody got to go out here the long way.
If you want out, you know how to get there.
Well, then you're going to get killed. Keep it up here.
Oh, man.
It's just crazy when you hang out with your friends, when you're doing stuff and you're taking pictures. You know, you're not engaged. You're not in the moment.
We are so attached to our phone.
Yes, we are.
I'll go back to get my phone, not my medication.
Ooh.
I got to go back and get my phone to save the relationship. I don't know. To hell with that medication.
What is in your phone, Tommy?
I got to get that phone.
I got to get that phone.
Okay, and I got that thing programmed. The FBI can't get it, man. I'm telling you.
Forget that medication, Tommy.
Yeah, man, to hell. I can get some more medication.
All right, hang on.
You like that picture of that dude walking home in that hospital gown with the back out?
Oh, yeah.
With the socks on. He was just walking home. The caption said, when you've left your telephone at home.
And he got the IV drip.
He got the, he'll got the badge on. He just heading to the
house. You got to go get that phone, man.
All right, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve, come on, introduce Jay. He's here to murder another hit.
Folks, without further ado, we murder hits up on here because we got him. First round draft choice. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, Jay from Brown.
All right, everybody. Now, this song right here, Steve, the song is a special song. The song is dedicated to every man who's been in the friend zone for the entire year. We've all been in the friend zone. It's not a nice place to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You do everything. You help out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He wants to get out of the friend zone.
Somebody just put me there.
You've been put in the friend zone?
I'm in there now.
Songs dedicated to every man in the friend zone. Christmas songs. Yeah. Christmas.
I ain't going to be in your friend zone without no pressure.
Here you go. Check it out. Jenny Brown murders a hit. He will watch your kids, even buy them gifts, pile them in the car, and take them to the mall. But you call him dear, he buys your daddy beer. There's a gift he will adore, you can't buy it from a store. Why don't you give it up on Christmas Day? Yeah. Oh, make your friend feel like a king. Come on, girl, get off of that thing. Give it up on Christmas Day, yeah.
just kidding. Now I've massaged your toe. I took you to the store. I was there for you when you were unemployed. Stupid stuff I did, like feed another man's kids. Nothing left for me to say. Girl, I feel I'm getting played. Why don't you give it up on Christmas Day? Yeah. Oh, make the man feel like a king. Come on, girl, get off of that thing. Give me some on Christmas Day, yeah. I don't want no socks, just get it up.
Dang it. You and Uncle Sam.
Go to iTunes and get all my Christmas socks.
On Christmas Day.
Oh, make a man feel like a king. Come on, girl, get all of that thing you love on Christmas Day.
And Merry Christmas.
Man,
get out the friend zone. Yeah, get out the friend zone, baby.
Man, get a
fight. Don't buy me no damn socks. All I want to do is get off. Come on. Oh, come on, Christmas Day.
Give it up.
Hey, hey, hey.
Man, I even bought your daddy beer.
Yeah. Boy, that's a good one.
All right, coming up, our last break of the day, we're going to close out the show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we are, last break of the day. Steve, this time is for you to just leave us with something we can go through the rest of the day with your closing remarks. And what do you have for us today, sir?
Well, you know, something I've had to learn, but I have to constantly remind myself of it all the time. And that is something that Bishop Kenneth Olmer taught me. He taught me something when I was going through something. I was being attacked, I thought, rather unfairly, with a bunch of vicious lies. And what I was about to do was, I had a plan of a counterattack. I'm going to go, I'm going to say something, I'm going to set the record straight. Bishop Olmer called me just in the nick of time. I was about to make a call to a reporter. I was about to just set the record straight. And Bishop Olmer said something to me that changed my direction. He said, Steve, stay on the wall. Stay on the wall. It's actually a scripture. I don't know which one it is, but it's something to the effect of stay on the wall. But what he explained to me was very simple. You are in a certain position in life. God has allowed you to climb, endure, overcome, survive, and thrive at a certain point in life. When people beneath you start throwing rocks up at you, when people on the floor start attacking you, saying stuff about you that ain't true, it is in your best interest to stay on the wall. Do not climb down off the wall to address this small stuff when God has put you up there on the side of the hill. You halfway up the mountain, but you're going to come back down to the bottom of the mountain because somebody was hollering insults up there. So now you come all halfway back down the mountain to address them. Why? Now you got to go all the way back up there. When all you had to do, Steve Harvey, was stay on the wall. When all you had to do was stay on that side of the mountain that God had allowed you to get to. Get on that plateau and take yourself a rest, but stay on the wall. Stay on the mountainside. Don't come off to address these people that's throwing rocks at you. Drake and Meek decided to quit coming off the wall. It makes no sense. Cardi B and Nicki Minaj, you're on the wall. Why do you keep getting off the wall to address these small-minded matters and people? I'm telling you, man, just because you're famous don't make you the smartest people in the room. We're not. Just because we're famous people, we make mistakes too. Because guess what famous people happen to be? Human beings. They just got more people know they face than know yours. They not no better than you. They not smarter than you. They're not kinder than you. They're not deeper than you. It's none of that. They may have seen a few more things, been a few more places. But guess what? If you don't adjust your thinking and you keep coming down off the wall, don't those rich, wealthy, famous people look real common to you? And don't it kind of make you just a little bit ashamed sometimes when you look over there and you see somebody that you clearly know that God has blessed and allowed to get to a certain position in life? And don't it sicken you just a little bit when you look over there and they back down off the wall acting like somebody that ain't never been up on the wall? I don't want to be that person. Nicki Minaj really don't want to be that person. Cardi B, you don't really want to be that person. Because we're just defeating the purpose of climbing anyway. You can't climb the wall or the ladder and keep getting off every time somebody throw a rock at you. At one point in time, you got to keep your foot on the ladder and keep climbing. At one point in time, you just got to stay on the wall, quit coming back down. The best lesson I learned was not to address everything that's said about me. Do you know how much stuff gets said about me, man, that I could easily straighten out? I don't even take the time to straighten it out. Because what? I'm on a mission. God got me on a mission. God got you on a mission. God trying to show you something, man. And God can't show it to you if you're going to keep acting regular. Why would God do something extraordinary for you if you just want to be ordinary? Why would God give you more if you ain't appreciative of what you have? Why would God take you high if you keep climbing back down? Just ask yourself that. So one of the things I had to come away with, quit coming off that wall to address stuff. And that's what I want everybody to consider today. And sometimes let famous people be your example. And one of the great examples was over this weekend, Drake and Meek Mill. They hugged. They squashed the beef. It's plenty of money for everybody. Drake not going to get it all. Meek not going to get it all. Cardi ain't going to get it all. Nicki Minaj ain't going to get it all. Steve Harvey ain't going to get it all. Ain't nobody going to get it all. It's plenty for everybody. Make your money. Stay on the wall. Live your life as a righteous person. Do the best you can. Stay prayed up. Because we all going to fall short of the glory at the end. All right, those are my closing remarks.
Drop
Why
it.
You ain't say Steve Harvey ain't gonna get it all? Tommy ain't gonna get it all. Why you ain't say that?
I didn't want to compare me and you.
But we a good comparison.
It's such an obvious one. It doesn't really.
Drop the mic, Steve.
Why he always got to drop the mic? Why I don't get to drop the mic?
You ain't never said nothing that worth dropping the mic. Can't pick the mic
up. Shut up, Junior.
What you gonna mess around? Have the mic fall on you?
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.